Aircheckdownloads.com.
Mike Reed on your radio today.
To September
1963.
Rolling Stones performed that on September the 14th, 1963, on Thank Your Lucky Stars. In the Enemy poll, the MM poll, Big of the Pops was voted best radio show, Thank Your Lucky Stars best TV show. Top disc jockeys, number three was Jimmy Savile, number two, Alan Popbickers Freeman, number one was David Jacobs. Norman Vaughan surprisingly beat Cliff Richard into second place in the male TV personality section, while in the Brightest Hope section, Billy J. Kramer and the Dakotas beat the Beatles into second place.
If you ever leave me.
Died in faith. And the first time. September 1963, Hines reviewed the new singles, and he said of this next record, it sounds like somebody trying to take off Orbison. It's the sort of music you'd play at the end of a party. It's much too slow. Never be a hit. September 1963, Roy Orbison, Blue Bayou, and it was a hit. Big one. Roy Orbison was touring Britain with Brian Poole and the Tremolos and the Searchers and Freddie and the Dreamers. The Beatles were recording down at Abbey Road, and they were joined for an entire session by a small mouse that twitched and squeaked and scampered through the entire recording. And down at the Beeb session, Pop Go the Beatles, they all stood around and said, "Hey, we're one short. We need one more voice." And music journalist Chris Roberts, who happened to be there, joined the Beatles singing on Kansas City. So if you ever hear that, you'll know there's a fifth Beatle on there. The Swinging Blue Jeans became the first Liverpool group to secure their own series on Radio Luxembourg. And on Jukebox Jory, Tommy Rowe and Alan Freeman. But what were they going to make of this?
Two girls for every boy.
Jan Barry, Dean Torrance. Dean, Surf City, two girls for every boy. 12 minutes after two, we're back in September 1963. And trendy leather waistcoats, just like the Beatles wore, gang, £4. Full-length leather coats, £15. Be fab, said the advert. 3 years after forming, the Springfields broke up, and Bruce Welch said, "I'm leaving the Shadows." Said Cliff, "I'm shattered." In the chart, the Crystals, Del Shannon, Joe Brown, and Buddy Holly. Always makes you feel up when you're feeling down. Al McCall is sweet soul music. It's 2:19, the oldest show every Sunday between 1 and 3. Replacing the records you've lost and delving back to a couple of months, couple of years. Years gone by, my dears. This next record, lots and lots of people write in for this one. Got so many letters for it. I thought that what I'd maybe do is just give it away instantly to someone who can give me a genuine story that they lost this next record. Okay, that they, in some way, just before you even say what it is, you know that the folks are going to light up anyway. Anyone who actually genuinely lost this record and can tell me the real story behind it, will send it to you. Only one person, okay.
Won't you tell me where?
22 after 2, Radio 1, the Applejacks, and Tell Me Where. We found a very good home for it. Tell you more about it in a moment. Really good home down in Sussex. The Applejacks and Tell Me When. Replacing more records as we go and just playing the classics. Lovely song, David Cassidy and The Last Kiss. It's 26 minutes after 2. It's Radio 1 with Carly Simon. And You're So Vain. Carly Simon, You're So Vain. It's been said that's about many people. Who was it meant to be? It was Warren Beatty, I think it was meant to be about. Was it Warren Beatty? Or some said Mick Jagger, but I think he's singing on there with her. Carly Simon, You're So Vain, preceded by David Cassidy and The Last Kiss from 1985. Found a good home for the Applejacks, Tell Me When. Had a natter with Jeff Birch, who's down in Crawley at the moment, just moved from Brighton. And he works for the Prudential. And now working for the Prudential in Manchester is the guy who used to sing with the Applejacks, Al Jackson. And Jeff said that he gets an awful lot of stick. And people go, "Hey, come on, mate, give us a call and Tell Me When, eh?" And apparently Al Jackson gets lots and lots of stick. But why should you, Al? There were good records. And Jeff Birch said, "We've been after a copy here at the Prudential of Tell Me When, so I can really stitch him up." Jeff, good home for the Applejacks, Tell Me When. You can drive Al mad with it. Right, Joe Price.
From your note from Heathfield in East Sussex, saying, I heard a track when I was in the States by the Young Rascals called Good Lovin'. I heard it on a real, real crummy tranny. I've been going crazy since then trying to get hold of it. I am desperate. I thought we'd play that one for you, send it to you, but first of all, play this one.
EarCheckDownloads.com.